God is good
all the time.
If God is good, let me hear a shout of praise. God is good
all the time.
Yes, welcome to this Thanksgiving service. So we are here to thank God for the great things He has done for us. We're going to praise the Lord in the Western. We are going to use the Western songs and the Eastern songs. So please get ready to dance.
glory as we worship you this morning, Father. May you receive the glory as we worship you, King of Glory.
Zanga, wherever they move. Now
worship you with all my heart. You are faithful, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Papa.
Power to your anointing, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, you have been faithful, you have been loving. That, Lord, we have seen and tested of your goodness. We have seen and tested of your faithfulness. And that is why we return to give you thanks, O God. Father, we say thanks this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what you have taken us through, for what you are yet to do, O God. Lord God, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We magnify you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, with a grateful heart, we come before you to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, how bless your name. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, how bless your name, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, bless your name, Lord, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name, Lord, with a grateful heart, with a song of
mercy, we remember your love. Father, we remember your long suffering. Lord God, we remember who you are to us, O God. We remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We remember, Lord, where you got us from, what you have taken us through, where we are now, Father, where we are yet to go. And Lord, we come before you this morning to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our loving God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We cannot thank you enough, Father. So receive our worship. Receive our praise, O God. Receive it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Wow, wow, wow. Good morning, LAT. Good morning. You're very welcome to the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, the numbers have increased. Once again, greet your neighbor and welcome them in the presence of God. Welcome them to this Thanksgiving service. Yeah. Give someone a high five. Today is our Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It's our Thanksgiving service. Amen? Amen. That is why we sing. That is why we worship. Because God has done great and marvelous things in our midst. And it's wonderful. Amen? So thank you so much for coming, for keeping time. It is 11:15. Church is full. The children are all here. Thank you. And you look lovely. You look lovely. Clap for yourselves. And clap for the worship team. Hallelujah. And also clap for the pastor and his wife. Amen. Also today happens to be the day that we are thanking God for one of us in our congregation, Juliana. So in a few minutes, in a few moments, we are going to, yes, please do the kalulu. It's a Thanksgiving service. People should be happy, yeah? So in a few minutes, we are going to hear from Juliana's testimony, right? Yes. And are there any first-time visitors? Yes. Yes. Please put up your hands. Yay!
Thank you. Yes, my name is Juliana Nantaba, and I have been serving in the worship team here since the very, okay, I wasn't serving in the worship team on the first service, but I attended LAT's very first service at Royal Suites. So I'm like a veteran. Yes. For those who don't already know, I came on Thursday. I elaborately narrated my testimony, so today I'll gloss over it because there's so many of you and I'm just a little shy sometimes. So yes, I don't enjoy talking about myself. That's why lecturing is easy for me, because you talk about other things and connect them for people, but talking about yourself is actually difficult. So 3 years ago, I took a job with an organization that I have been working with now for 3 years. And so the job that I'm taking is really, the relocation is not a change of job. It's just continuing with the same organization, same people, just in a different location. So I recall that when I got the job in June of 2019, it was clear that I was supposed to actually work in New York with the head office. And so in the first 6 months, we spent it, you know, getting the work authorization. And if any of you know about acquiring work authorization, I told folks here in the prayer meeting that you need to prove that you have 4 kidneys, even when the whole world knows that a normal person has 2. Yeah. So I'm on, since this is being recorded, I can say this. I'm on an O-1 visa, so you can look it up and see what it means to be on an O-1 visa and what you need to prove, including letters from 7 internationally recognized professionals in your field that can vouch for your experience and expertise. So I thank God that, so we went through that period in 2019 and I got the approval. Yeah, it's good to talk to people when you go to places, like, yeah, talk to them, put yourself out there, which I don't think us Africans are good at doing. I think we are told that the more you go up, oh, I didn't see you. Hi, my friend. Yes, sorry, I've seen someone and I didn't know they were here. Anyway, so we did that. And then, so that in January of 2020, I get the approval that the visa has gone through. And so I set a date with my boss that I will move in on 1st of April. In March, on around 18th, our organization is health related. So for us, when COVID started, we didn't wait for the international shutdown. We got a communication and we were told that, you know, after this trip, please, you're all grounded, no traveling. So it was on the 18th of April when the total shutdown happened in the whole of the world. So, of course, I moved to working from home and started to be like, oh, maybe this is not happening, because I had not gone through with that what was left of the process towards my transition. So we get into the lockdown. I keep on working, and in around maybe August, we start something they call a restructure in the organization. Still, because we are health related and it's COVID, the understanding was that you have to change the way, we have to change the way we work, the way we think, because the world has changed. And so that meant that some people had to leave. The guidelines were that if you do not believe in the strategy or the vision, or, you know, one day your job can actually just be considered redundant, you would be asked to leave. So from 2020 to like 2021, actually until now, the transition just recently ended in April. So the transition took 2 years, and in that season I went through 5 bosses. After the first 2 bosses, I had given up, because I'm like, every boss who would come, I would start to be like, oh, so you know, my position is actually based in New York and blah, blah, blah. And then they would leave. So by the second boss, I was tired. So I stopped pursuing it. And then my lovely friend here, Joanne, had a dream, I think towards the end of the lockdown. And she's like, Juliana, I dreamt that your things had gone through and you were moving in April. That was a sign for me that I shouldn't give up. So that's when I now picked up the process again. I started not to give up on my bosses. So I went through, my third boss came, I raised it, then they left. My fourth boss came, I raised it, then they left. And then it's on the fifth one, when I applied for a new position as part of the restructuring, that actually, you know, pursued it and said, I have an understanding that this was where the position was supposed to be. And so she did all the fighting until the end, and so that's how we arrived at this moment. The other thing I want to share, that I think I shared at the prayer meeting, was that when the president announced that the economy was sweet, like in March when the kids were going back to school, Pastor also shared a word here that God was also going to resurrect the other things in our lives that had died as a result of the shutdown, of the lockdown and all. And so we even came here on prayer meeting and prayed in that direction. So I prayed about that thing, because I was standing on the dream, and then I had also gotten that guidance. So I prayed, I feel like I've glossed over the embassy shenanigans, which were also crazy, because the U.S. embassy is just special. But yeah, they asked me questions that I couldn't answer, and even our immigration lawyers, we have like immigration lawyers who help you do everything. They were like, we don't understand why these questions are being asked and all that, but I still got my visa, so I am a legal immigrant.
Glory to God.
I'm very legal. I'll be living in New York City. You're welcome to visit. Free accommodation. Yeah, but the rest is on you. It's not on me. Yeah, so I will be leaving next week. I'm trying not to say that day, because there's so many people who are trying to fix themselves in my life right now. Yeah, but I'll be leaving next week. I'm so grateful to LAT family. Like, I'm so grateful to the worship team. You guys have been amazing. Thank you for being my friends, even with the way I am. Yes, but all the things you say about me are true. I will not deny that. Yes, I'm very open-minded. I'm very direct. It can be bad. It can be good. But yeah, I'm so grateful for the worship team. I'm so grateful that you have accepted me, that you have accepted me to lead, that you have, you know, endeavored to be better people, better worshipers, spiritually, personally. I'm so grateful for you guys for making a space to accept me and to serve with me. So thank you so much, Esther, Jay, Jade, Robin, Teddy, Glory, Praise, Bruce, Andrew, Brian, Elisha. Thank you so much. I also want to thank the LAT leaders who are also recipients of my directness. Yes. And also for teaching me, really, you know, as I consider myself young in relation to the leaders, you know, in LAT. So I'm really grateful for them, for their spiritual guidance, for their professional guidance. I have learned, you know, a lot. Oh, and then someone told me I need to cry, so I need to be like, yeah. That was for the person who told me to cry. So please, I hope you've noted that it's a pause and I've cried anyway. Yeah, I'm so grateful, you know, for the leaders, for guiding me, guys. Sometimes it's not like easy. Of course, we are young people. We have like our own minds. We have our own like kind of thinking. But they, you know, created a space for me to share what I think, to listen, to help me learn, and did not suppress me. Yes, of course, we've had clashes, but that is part of life. So I'm grateful for the leaders. Special thanks to Rachel and Mark, who I have served with from day one. They are my day ones in ministry. So I'm grateful for that. And also, last but not least, I want to thank Pastor, who has the heart of a father, because that's how he says it. Yes, I'm grateful to Pastor. For being my pastor, for being my friend, and for being as if my foster father also. So I feel like on different days and what, for banging kabozi with me. I don't know who I'm going to be jazzing with my Kampala things and Uganda things. So I'm so grateful for Pastor, for being a pastor, for being a father, for being my friend. I'm really, really grateful. There are things I cannot... Oh, when I lost my phone, you guys, they came and grabbed my phone. And then Pastor, like, contributed for me to buy another phone. It was, like, so, you know, amazing. He's always looking out for me, even when I don't ask for the advice. At least, you know, in our chat, he will pass something and say, like, but Juliana. Yeah, and then also, we contradict a lot with Pastor. And I think that is one of the things that builds our friendship. We are not afraid to talk about our contradictions and then either try to resolve them or, you know, leave when we are all still saying, okay. So, yeah, I feel like he's my friend, he's my pastor, and he also has the heart of a father. Before I forget, I want to say a special shout out to my bestie, because I know she's going through a hard time ever since she learned that I'm leaving, but I'm so grateful, and I hope I haven't taken so much time. Yes, I will keep in touch. I don't believe in blocking people. I'm not revealing my bestie for political reasons. I will not reveal my bestie. Yes, so I'm actually, you know, once I get over my sleep deprivation and rest, I'm actually going to send out like personal messages to people so that they have my contact. Yeah, please reach out and please visit. Thank you.
Another big hand clap for Juliana. Yes. So she has normalized going to the US for us. Eh? So she's saying after the sleep deprivation, the jet lag, whatever, she'll send you her contacts. Glory to God. Many people go out there and they disappear for like 3 months. Then you get their number like from someone else, yet you are friends. So, Juliana, thank you so much. Just off the cuff, what is one of the great good memories that you take away with from LAT as you go?
After 7 years, there are so many. I think our first service in this place, in Nobview, is a great memory because we came, we were few, like we were still trying to put everything together, and this is because of like the worship team and stuff. We're still trying to put everything together. Andrew was like in second year campus. Yeah, so I think that first service, also because my sister dreamt that we were supposed to be here, so I think it was good to see that my sister had dreamt. I had also had my own dream about, joining LAT, independent of that. So for me, the first service here was more than a service. But there are so many, I even already feel guilty for just saying that one.
And lastly, what would you want to leave with us about your journey, God's faith, anything, with the children, with the worship team, anything? What is that one thing that you'd, like if you land in New York, you'd be like, Kali, I wish I had told them this one thing.
Serving consistently. You guys, that is something I have learned from my pastor/friend/foster father. You guys, serving consistently in and out of season is something I have watched my pastor do, and something that even now I am, I feel like I still work towards that. I'm not where I was initially, but serving consistently in and out of season when things don't, make sense, when contradictions, arise, when you don't feel like it, you guys, the energy sometimes is just a vibe, but so that is something that I've learned here, but also like keep reminding myself to do in my walk with God, in my service. And you guys, these things don't only apply to church, but also, I keep challenging the worship team folks. I don't know if I can share this story. I'm like, don't go to work and start being funny, using church as an excuse. Don't go to work and because that's how sometimes we are as Christians. We are like, yeah, we are standing on God has enabled us. What? So you go and give all excuses. I have to leave. I have to do what? You become inconsistent. But these things, they work in church in service to God, but then also as professionals, serving consistently. The boss won't always be good. The environment won't always be nice. I know about that, but serving consistently. And if you're doing it in church, better be doing it in the other aspects of your life. Yes.
Yes, go ahead and give her a hand clap. And so right now, Dr. Dennis is going to pray for Juliana as she leaves. Join, stretch your hands towards hand.
Okay, let us pray for Juliana. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift Juliana has been in our midst, O God. Father, we thank you for the anointing upon her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, you who has lifted her up and led her, we pray that you shall be her shield, you shall be her rear guard in the journey she's embarking on, O God, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that even doors of greater opportunities for ministry shall come before her, Lord God, and she will walk through with boldness. Lord, may she continue exalting your name in worship, in deed, and in service, O God, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you shall keep her away from temptation that will make her stumble, O God, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that no test that is greater than what she can overcome will come her way in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her be prosperous in whatever she sets her heart to do, O God, Lord. in her job, in her profession, oh God, Lord, and let her be a candle in every room she enters, oh Lord, in every life that comes across her way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, in these last days of her preparations to leave, we cancel every schemes of the evil one to bring disruption and distractions in the name of Jesus. Let only those whom you've appointed to come her way do come, O God. And those who are going to be used by the enemy, Lord, we pray that those doors and gates, you close them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the worship team that has supported Juliana and she has supported, O God, Lord. Father, we pray that even as they part company for a while, Lord, we pray that you shall bind their hearts with comfort, O God, in the name of Jesus. She has been a minister to them in ways that cannot even be verbalized, O God. Lord, fill that void in the team that she's leaving, O God. And Father, we pray, thanking you for Pastor who has supported her and mentored her in this time. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you shall be her mentor in the distance that she'll be in apart from LAT, Lord. Father, establish her in a local fellowship, O God, where she'll be grounded. Father, she will not forsake meeting together with the brethren that are authentic, O God. Protect her, O Lord God, from the values of this world that are against the values of the kingdom, O God. Let her remain the Juliana that loves you and worships you. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen.
Yes, so we're going to sing after we've heard God's faithfulness from Juliana's testimony. We're going to continue our Thanksgiving worship. Amen. So once again, let us rise to our feet and worship. It's getting better and better. Hallelujah. Who is excited about the second phase of worship? I am. It's getting better and better.
Let us lift up our voices as we appreciate and bless the name of the Lord. Let's sing together.
Watch it, oh, yeah. we are, we bless in you right and now.
We will say,
that
you are good.
You are good.
Changed, all the hope we have, we bless in you
right
now.
We declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for you.
Father, we declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, by the blood of Christ we stand. Every tongue, every tribe, every people, every land, giving glory, giving honor.
Every land giving glory, giving honor, giving praises to the Lamb of God.
Lord, we stand in the midst of a multitude. All those from every tribe and tongue, we are your people.
Every tribe, every people, every land.
Kulu mama ni bo, Yeah. Osanide, O God, Osanide,
teria kusinga mukama oli wamani oli mukulu oli munene otwagadde. Lord God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us, oh God. Thank you for your mighty power. You are mighty to defend. You are mighty to protect, oh God. You have gone before us, oh God. You've opened up doors for us. Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from where you have brought us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, Father. We remember all the good things you have done. We remember what you've taken us through. We remember your goodness, O God. We remember everything, Father. And today we have come to thank you. To thank you, Father. To thank you, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance, O God. Thank you for your provision, precious one. You are good, O God. You are good. None good like you. None loving but you, our Father. None. Only you. Only you, O God. And we shall always thank you. We shall always lift up our voices to thank you. To thank you, Father. We shall speak about your goodness. We shall tell people that our God is good. We shall not lie, but we shall say the truth that, Father, you are good. You are good, precious one. You are good. Very good. Very, very good, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the goodness you have shown all these people who are here. In many things, you've done them good, Father. In many things, they might not acknowledge them. They could not have recognized them. But Father, you still did good. And we thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, O God. Thank you, Father. Words cannot express how grateful we are. All we can say, all I can say, is that thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Children, are you there? Say, thank you, Lord. Shout it, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever come up in front here and you felt electricity? An electric feeling. You have never. You'll experience it one day. It had been a long time since I... Have you ever experienced it? That electric... Okay. Maybe I should ask Benny Hinn. But since he's not here, let me what? I used to experience it every Tuesday when I used to lead a certain fellowship every Tuesday. Okay? Every time I would get the mic, you know, something, an electrifying thing would come over me. Okay? Then I experienced it here a bit, but it had been so long until today. Glory be to God. When I got the mic and I began to thank God, that thing, that feeling, okay? Glory be to God. Children, God is good, isn't it? Hallelujah. God is what? God is good. Children know that God is good. Amen? God is what? Very good. Yes. Thank you all for coming. Those who are not members of this church, thank you for coming to thank God with us. Amen. Next Sunday, please go back to your churches. Hallelujah. If you're supposed to be here, God will speak to you in a very clear way. Amen. But we don't want you to leave your churches if they are not cults. Amen. Yeah, if it's a cult, please come. Amen. If your church is good, St. Mark, St. whatever, please be there until Father will notice. Glory be to God. Yeah, thank you, Esther. I realized that Esther didn't lead any song. And I thought maybe it was because the mother was here. I don't know. Now, if you want me not to preach as I would want to preach, just bring like my mother here. I wouldn't. You understand? Eh? Just bring a sister of mine or any who has never been here. Okay? Hallelujah. But God wanted the mother to hear and to see the great work that you're doing for the Lord here. Amen? Hallelujah. When Esther joined the team, okay, to be a leader with Juliana, she told the mother, and the mother was so happy. Okay? The mother was happy. She's like, finally, you are now going to start doing what you are born to do. Glory be to God. Amen? She left her job, okay? And she decided to just sing for the Lord. And the mother was happy. By the way, I was shocked that the mother was delighted. Most mothers, most of you parents, if not all of you, apart from, apart from a few of you, most of you would what? Call a tribe meeting to talk to your daughter, no, go back to work, you know, But the mother was excited that the daughter was going to just be doing this. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, now, I'm not going to preach, okay? So don't worry if you're hungry, okay? I just felt like I needed to share this. Okay? I thought about sharing it on this morning. And when I came, I was like, I don't want to say anything, you know, today. But then as I said, I was like, as in which other Sunday is more appropriate than this one for you to say this? Okay? When was it? Was it Friday or Thursday? Jira, when was it? Dennis, when was it? It was 8th of July, but when was 8th July? Yeah, Friday. Okay, Friday morning, I had a dream. You see, on the last two Sundays, we were talking about the faithfulness of God. Okay, now, the illustrations that I used to show that God is faithful were essentially about the history of this church. Like, it was the history of this church. Okay? And it was of God to use those illustrations. So, after some time, I began thinking. I was like, what I preached those Sundays are things that you should say on an anniversary or at an anniversary celebration. You understand? Eh? In fact, I talked to Joanne and she said, yeah, because now what will you preach on 31st August? You understand? Eh? It was weird. It was like, you know, the history, where we have come from, what God has done for us, what he has promised to do, how contradictions came, but, you know, the word of the Lord would come and saying that, yes, I will still do it. Glory be to God. And so I felt like God was saying that there's something that has ended and something new is going to start. But you see, I'm very slow to attribute my thoughts to God. That's why I don't usually, want people who come and tell me that everything that they want to do, it's God. I tell them, if you want to do something, you don't have to attach God's name to it. Just say, I want to do this. Unless you're really very what? That's when you can say, God what? You understand? So I was like, one of those days I was home and I'm praying. I'm like, God, I sense, you're doing something new, something has ended. And I'm like, God, what are you up to? Please, speak to us. Okay, speak to us. What are you up to? These are things I should have said at an anniversary, closing a year. Glory be to God. And then it was coinciding with Juliana's leaving. You know, I was like, there's something to this. Glory be to God. By the way, I think about what I preach. I think about these things. All right? If in the sermon I abused someone, and I'm like, they could have thought Bambi abused them. I endeavor to give them a call and say, by the other thing I said, I didn't mean that. Or if I meant it, all right, I'll say, sorry, but I meant it. And so I think about these things. So on Thursday, I get a dream. Okay, in fact, before Friday, before 8th, I had a dream. Okay, they were nightmares. It had been a long over ages since I had nightmares. Snakes, animals, why? And usually when you're crossing over into something, the enemy puts up a fight. And I was like, these nightmares. It's like, I haven't had them in decades. I was like, because the enemy senses in the spirit, you always sense it, okay? Then yesterday, okay, you heard from Abigail, my daughter, okay? They were involved in an accident. Was it yesterday? Friday. Of course, I didn't tell my wife that. Okay, these are things that have been. But I was like, this is serious. Okay, anyway, so on Friday, Friday it was, I get a dream, amen? There were two parts to the dream, Joan said, amen? But I'll only share the first part, which is the only one that is relevant for us, amen? So in this dream, the wife of Mr. Museveni, Mrs. Janet Museveni, is a medical doctor in the dream. And she's wearing a clinical coat. She's at the entry point of what seemed to be like her school. And she was doing physical examinations on incoming students, as well as inspecting the conditions of what I saw was like body scans. You know those machines? Huh? What are they called? Scans? Anyway, all right. So she was examining them, okay, because the students who are coming into school were supposed to use them in their schoolwork, all right? So I lie down, a physical exam is done on me, and I'm good. Glory be to God. Like I pass the exam, and my body scan machine was also fine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, as we usually do, Joan is going to choose volunteers to help us interpret that dream. Number one, you tell us whether the dream is from heaven. And if you think it's from heaven, where it's coming from. Now, if you think it's not from heaven, we stop there, amen? Because you shouldn't interpret something that is not from heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Doc Hill. Okay, quickly, please. They have chosen you, amen? Someone else, amen? And then someone else they choose. You come here the moment here finishes, you also interpret, okay?
Okay. To me, the interpretation is the nightmares were not an indication of something, but... Yeah, okay, I see this dream following the nightmares. Okay. You are good.
Okay. That is interpretation. Okay, Sandra.
Interesting. Okay.
Here.
Yes. First of all, things are good. Second, I have questions. Incoming students, where are we going? It's like there's a beginning, like a beginning of something. So I have questions.
So you don't have an interpretation?
No, we are good.
Yeah, very good. Visitors, we believe that very often God speaks to us through dreams. Amen? It's in your Bibles, amen? Here we respect dreams, amen? Hallelujah.
Incoming students, like a start of a term, and normally one of the requirements is like medical examination, so maybe a start of a term, something like that.
Okay. Hallelujah. Maybe.
Bob wants to try.
Yeah, brief Bob, okay?
Praise the Lord.
And stick here, all right?
Mrs. Janet Museveni, who is the wife to the president. I believe God is the president and Jesus is the son. So I believe Jesus is checking our hearts who are coming into the church and found you prepared. Or your machine is your status in Christ.
Okay. Give him a big hand clap. Okay. Hallelujah. Speaking on this mic is not easy. So, hallelujah. Okay. You have someone else? Okay. Anyone else? Sam. Oh, you got a scar. Hallelujah. Esther, let your mother see you backfiring properly.
I think the incoming students and all that means it's a beginning of a new phase, like a new term. So being checked and you're found in a good condition, it means we are ready for the new season because we have passed. It means that we are ready for the new season or the new beginnings because we are in a good condition.
Okay. This is the wife to to the greatest dreamer in this room, as far as I know. Visitors, you might be there. Ngolota, ne utetukumani. Stand up, that guy. Stand up. Okay? That guy. He's a spokesperson, Ministry of Education. All right? And what? Yeah, he's Mrs. Janet Museveni's friend. All right? And yeah, he'll tell you about arts and what? And sciences. Okay. A try? Yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations. You are examined and you are found to be good. And whatever you're using, the body scan machine, I think is your, because they are inspecting the condition of body scan machines students are bringing with them. So it's like a tool, eh? You are coming with something, and whatever you're using into the new, entering into the new phase or new arts level is good and ready to go. So that is the easiest one, eh? We thank God, the bottom. Now, the rest, Mrs. Janet Museveni is a minister. In the physical, we know she's a minister of education. But I don't think she was appearing here as a minister of education because she's wearing a medical coat and all that. So she's symbolic of someone who is in charge of a school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she was at her school at her entry doing so, whoever is in charge of your school, of where you've entered,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah, whom you know, I'm sure, I think it's the one she symbolizes.
All right. Joanne, you want to say something? A visitor. We shall talk after the service. All right. Anyone else? Sam, come. You're going to say the same thing. But Dennis, you already. This guy is a good. This guy is a very good dreamer, but. Okay? So, let me tell them what most people agreed, okay? Then, after that, you will speak for me when people are eating cake. Now, okay, so, number one, I believe the dream is from heaven. Glory be to God. And yes, I gave, anyway, it is from heaven. I felt like this thing was what? From God. So Janet Museveni is a medical doctor and she's at the entry point of what seems like her school. Okay? Entry point, like at the gate. Okay? Entry. Very, it's a key thing. Okay? And she's examining incoming students. Okay? When you pass the exam, then you're good to go. Do you understand? Eh? Exam, tests. Hallelujah. Meaning that a test has been passed. Okay? And therefore you enter something new. Glory be to God. Amen? Teddy, isn't that so? Why you think about Juliana's leaving. All right? So that seems clear. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, what are you entering into? Of course, something new. Glory be to God. Something what? New now. So most people I shared this dream with agreed on that. Okay? But now there's this thing called a scan. What is it there for? You understand, eh? Why? Because you see, it's very key in the dream. It's major. It's there. It is also examined. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Okay? Samwiri, your wife these days calls you Samwiri. What is the scan for? Anyone, any thoughts? Dennis? No. Okay, anyone, please. What is the scan for? Visitors, now you can come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What is it? Anyway, visitors, if you are, this is your first time to this church, you can now contribute. Hallelujah. Okay, visitors, don't be shy. Okay, Just a scan, all right? Just that.
So you are minister.
Scan.
In my understanding, because what I'm going to say is going to end up in minister. So you are equipped with something to do your work. And I feel like the scan is what you are equipped with to do what you are meant to do.
Because I'm going to the school. Very good. So scan. Or you got the scan. Scan. What is a scan for? Students are going into the school with a scan. Scan. Okay, visitors. Scan. Visitors. You're not a visitor. You understand? It's a key thing in the dream. Glory be to God. This is the first time I've seen you. I won't embarrass you. Okay. You, I know you. Scan.
The body scan is what you have. What you have established this ministry upon.
So, okay. So people establish ministries on scans. Yeah, but you know, dreams, visitors, let me assure you, most dreams are usually very simple. Okay? If they're from heaven, please never forget that. Don't be confused by books from Nigeria. Which tells you that every time you eat, you dream eating meat. It means, what? So sorry. You know, please throw away those books. They'll mess you up. Number two, anyway, that's one tip, which is important. I was going to say something. Anyway, so, Okay, Mwine. Scan.
A scan.
Hangars. Do you know that word? Okay. Please, don't hide your eyes. Okay? Mama baby. You want to try? No? No. Okay. Okay, the visitor wants to try. Give a big hand clap.
Is it to check? To check.
To check
the person.
Check what?
Inside the person.
Inside the person, okay? Flora, you wanted to...
It's the same thing I was going to say. To see through your evidence.
Very good. That's what a scan does. Very, okay? Very what? Very simple. Dreams are always easy. Nayaba, Nigeria, Bagana, mess you up. Okay, and you can see it is a key element in the dream. It's okay. And then, okay, then the last thing is Janet. Okay? Janet, you remember, in real life, she's the head of a ministry. She's the head of a what? A ministry. Who is the head of the Christian ministry? Yes, sweetheart, Eden. Jesus. Hallelujah. Give my firstborn a very big high class. Hallelujah. Okay, so Janet, whether you like her or not, in my dream, for this dream, okay, she's representing the Lord. But that doesn't mean that in all my dreams, she will always be representing the Lord. You understand? Just because something means this in this dream, doesn't mean that that thing will always mean that in all dreams. Hence, throw away those books. I'm telling you the truth. Throw away those what? You know, a dog in one dream can mean a bad thing. But in another dream, it might mean a good thing to a dog lover. To people who love dogs. Okay? Do you understand? So those Nigerian books from Nigeria, from there, we say that every time you dream about a dog, it means the flesh. Because in Philippians, about what it says, what you know, you understand, Not all interpretations are in the Bible. When you dream about your mother, it didn't mean your father, it didn't necessarily mean God, the father. It can just mean your father, Tata, or it can mean your boss, because he's the father there at school. You understand?
Hallelujah. So Janet here is representing the Lord. And she's like, you've passed tests, you've passed exam, and it is good to go. You're good to go into another, a new time, a new phase. Eh? All right? And with the what? A scan. And the scan does what? So it seems to me, and some people agreed to that, okay, that what is going to happen in this ministry, in what we have entered into, all right, is it will be something to do with the prophetic. Because the prophetic sees. It's a seeing gift. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, it coincided even with this Thanksgiving. These are things we do on anniversaries. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Juliana, I can see you're living. Eh? You're living in a spectacular way. Hallelujah. Amen. You are a sign. You're one of the signs that actually one chapter has done what? Closed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
We thank God for the prophetic in this church, that we have prophetic dreams that forecast what is going to happen in the next phase. Amen. This is what it's about, but more than that, that gift is going to actually increase. It's a school, so we go from one level to another to another. Glory to God. Who is excited about gifts multiplying in LAT? I'm so excited, yes. So we are going to cut cake right now. We finished giving.
Wahamalati, oh Wahamalati, Siabonga. Wahamalati, oh Wahamalati, oh Wahamalati, Siabonga. Siabonga Jesu, Siabonga Hunyamayezu, Siabonga Jesu. Siabonga, siabonga Jesu, siabonga hunyama Jesu, siabonga Jesu, siabonga. Batena fe, oh batena fe, oh batena fe, tukwebaza. Batena fe, oh batena fe. Oh, batena fe, tukwebaza Yesu, tukwebaza pologoma ya ita, tukwebaza Yesu, tukwebaza, tukwebaza Yesu, tukwebaza pologoma ya ita, tukwebaza Yesu, tukwebaza.
Oh,
we thank you for how far you have brought us. We thanked you then. We are thanking you now. Lord, we thank you that you have helped us. You have caused us to cross over into a new season as a church. Father, Lord, we thank you that you're increasing us, O God. Father, we thank you that you're increasing the prophetic in our midst, O God. Father, we want to thank you that even in this new season, we know that you are with us. We know that you'll be with us. We know that you prove yourself the faithful teacher, the good and perfect teacher. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the seasons past. We thank you for what is yet to come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, you're so good.